What we're talking about on this podcast is the secret to creating great capacity in your team members.
Welcome to the 10-Minute Entrepreneur Podcast, intended to equip and encourage business owners and aspiring entrepreneurs. Taught by active business owner, best-selling author, and teacher, Sean Castrina.
How do you create great capacity? And I want to explain that because I've said that one of the qualities that I love in teammates and employees is capacity, the ability to do more than just the average person. Capacity. Example, I have employee A and they can do A, B, and C. I want the employee that can do A, B, C, D, E, and F. I have the people that work in the office. I don't want them to just be able to do their job. I want them to be able to do the job of the person sitting next to them. That's capacity. So I'm always trying to stretch an employee. And it's critical. And that's why I think that, you know, our company, for the amount of people we have, the amount of money we make, I'm always shocked. It's just, it blows me away how much we make. One of the statistics I use is per body, per person on the payroll, how much do we make? And it's a mind-jarring number. I'm reading this book called The Grave Robber by Mark Batterson. Great book. He wrote The Circle Maker. But he uses an illustration in it. I think it's really a good way to teach your employees how to have more capacity. And he talks about George Danzig. This individual was a college student in mathematics and statistics, and he goes to class late one day, and the professor, this brilliant professor, I believe this was like the University of California, Berkeley, I mean, it's one of them super smart schools, he had two math problems on the chalkboard. These were two unsolvable math problems. They had never been solved. They basically were defined. They were kind of like, you know, the Roger Bannister 4-minute mile. This is great, but nobody will ever solve those. Well, this student didn't know any better, and he wrote them down in his tablet, and he went back to his dorm, and guess what? Over 6 weeks, he solved them, turned them into the professor. Professor came to his dorm and said, you solved these aren't supposed to be solved. These are correct. Well, needless to say, this is a pretty brilliant guy. He went on basically to work for the Defense Department. He developed groundbreaking, you know, linear programming that basically helps for air traffic controlling delivery companies. And, you know, he got the National Medal of Science, and then he became a professor at Stanford. But this is the point. He even said it. If I would have went to class on time, and the professor would have said to me, these are unsolvable problems, he said, I wouldn't have even tried them. He said, I went to class late. I didn't know any better. I saw two problems on the board, and my natural inclination is to solve them. Well, that changed history. It changed his life. And his technology, you know, going forward is pretty fantastic. The point is this, is that when I give stuff to my employees, I don't tell them what I really think is probably what the average person would do. I always stretch them. When I put them on a job, if I think it's a 4-day job, it's 3. If I hire somebody in my office, I always start them off with 2 people's jobs. And then somewhere in they give up, but I got them doing 1.5. I won. And the point is that stop limiting what you give people. If you tell everybody something's of all my employees, I've never had somebody who could do A, B, C, and D. Well, great. That's a great standard. No. When I hire somebody, listen, I need you to do A, B, C, and D. You say it in such a way that you expect it. You'd be surprised. Stop limiting people. Don't start with the unsolvable. Let them think that you totally expect them to do this. Give them 2 people's job and see if their capacity ends up being 1.5. The problem is we give people too little to do. I want to stretch every one of my employees, and they know it. Hey, listen, I will pay them good money, but I genuinely feel like everybody who works for me is able to do more than one person's job. And again, it's capacity. You know, I remember when I first started wrestling in 9th grade, I wrestled on a really good wrestling team. And I'll never forget, it was a 10-match season, and 8 matches into the season, I was undefeated. And somebody told me, which I didn't know that, no first-year wrestler has ever gone undefeated for us. And it never hit me. Like, I figured I started, you know, I try to win at anything I do. But it was only at the end of the year, they're like, well, you know, you're going to be undefeated because the 2 people you have left, you know, you've already beaten better people than that. but you're going to go undefeated. Hey, guess what? If somebody would have told me in the beginning of the year, well, no first-year wrestler ever goes undefeated. Well, I didn't know that. I did go undefeated and ended up being a high school state champion because I didn't know any different. Again, with your team members, you know, with your business partners, your employees, contractors. When I use a contractor, they tell me, when I show them something that I want done, I always stretch it. Oh, I'm pretty confident we can do that in 4. I go, wow, I'm surprised because the guy before you told me he can do it in 2.5. Really? Yeah. The other guy was me, but hey, it doesn't matter. My point is stretch people. Again, kind of like the Mark Batterson story. You know, if somebody thinks it's undoable, if you tell them, yeah, the guy before you failed at this too, they're going to fail. Stretch people. Don't limit them. Stretch your team members. Stretch them often. Don't predetermine what is hard. It's amazing. My staff right now, we used to have a certain amount of phone calls a year ago. Okay, same amount of people. And I restaffed. I have the same amount of people in the office are answering twice as many service calls. I hope they don't listen to this podcast. But they're actually doing twice as much as the people that were a year ago. They're incredible. They listen to this podcast, I'm broke. They're going to ask for a raise. All right. When I worked in the publishing business, when I hired publishers, it would be typical for them to take 6 months to get a magazine off the ground. I didn't think anybody would go 6 months without a paycheck. So I told them, we get them off the ground around here in 30 days. They didn't know any better. They got to the convention at the end of the year and people would be like, well, how many magazines are you doing? I'm doing 6 in 4 areas. And they're like, well, how long have you been doing this? 6 months. They're going, oh, it took me 4 years to get up to that. I didn't tell my people any different. You know, one of my secrets, I never gave them the phone numbers or the emails of any other publishers in the country for the first year. Because I wanted them to only hear what I had to say. It was a world according to me and they didn't know any better. Made each of them a lot more money. So again, you know, this is how you create greater capacity in your employees. Stretch them. Stretch your team members. You know, don't tell them the 4-minute mile's undoable. Just put it in front of them. Don't say a word. You'll be shocked what they'll get done. What we talked about today was the secret to creating greater capacity in your team members. Again, I love teaching this podcast. I hope you're learning something from it. Tell your friends about it. You know, give it a great review. Just keep passing it on. This is good stuff for small business owners who want to be a profitable business owner. If you would like a great dynamic speaker who's going to give you fantastic content, shoot me an email at info@seancastorina.com. I'm willing to do 4 events next year at no charge. I don't want a penny. Give us a paragraph of why we should come to your organization. Bait me with something exciting in your city. Again, that's info@seancastorina.com. This podcast is brought to you by Get Started Marketing. That's getstartedmarketing.com.